But I want some rattlesnake oil.
It
is not
yet.
Don't call it rattlesnake oil. Just say snake oil. And if you don't mind, I'm going to have to send and get some to kill my titties up on you.
That's right.
Yeah? And I'm going to send and get some of it, too. I'm just thinking of it.
Hey, you know what that is?
How about it?
You know snake oil is?
What's that?
You ever heard of that?
What? What?
Snake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now, let me tell you, right down here at Bobby Lou Dixon Farm, when
they
get on the
with
chipping boxes, pulling boxes. He come with great big mouse one morning.
God, what?
And most are scared to kill the mouse, and scared not to kill it. But he got him a big limb, and he beat that mouse in the head. And the mouse died. Now, listen, out of that mouse, a hundred snakes run out of them.
I don't know that before.
And now I know it.
How you
look? He saw the picture. He ain't seen it.
Mm-hmm. He saw the same snake now. No. More than one snake.
They carry
I know
a
them
lot
all.
Of snakes, huh?
All she snakes carry their little ones in them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you kill them, then the little ones don't stay in no longer. They gets out.
Yeah.
Well, they even got rattlesnakes out of that mouth. They didn't have to get them, they just come out.
Rattlesnakes?
Out of that big mouth, and she was dead.
Wait.
Now that right down there, and you know how long that been?
Yeah, rattlesnakes and what now? Yeah,
you know how Mel Viney and a Bubba either one wasn't born.
That's a long
I don't want to tell you, all right?
Because my dad was born, yeah, I know. I know everybody back.
What do you call bugs that build a dirt nest?
Them dirt dogs.
Covers.
Yes.
Do they sting?
They'll sting you, and they won't put nothing in your house but fill.
Spiders.
They'll build them little houses and then go and get spiders and worms and fill them up and dove them up.
Is that right?
They get the little seeds of them.
Hey.
And they'll get a bigger, great big one and pull it where he might grow this long. But he puts them there and they die away. Until he gets him full. Yeah.
You know, hey.
And fill up that stuff and when them things fall. But let me tell you, one time I was sick. I don't want to see what was in.
And a bit that was sick.
And a lady said, well, I think of it, you should give Sister Thomas some dirt dog teeth.
Ooh,
geez. Another lady, I know them all well.
Dirt dogs.
Wait a minute, I thought about dirt dogs.
What a crazy.
See, I'm mad with dirt dogs. I didn't like dirt dogs.
They go give you a dirt dog.
Anywhere you tear down a nest, there's filth in it. I said, be sure there ain't no worms in it.
They bust all right. Go on. How did it make dirt dogs eat?
How did it taste? How did it taste?
The tea tastes all right.
You
because it's made of the dirt. Yes, I drunk it.
Uh-huh.
You know, tell him make you anxious sometimes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink that dirt.
Well, I think you can take care of it.
You don't know how this funny doctor gave
me. I thought he made it out of dirt, dog.
When you see it in a bottle, that's what they call it. You don't know what they're giving you.
No
matter what kind of thing they got that grease
out of.
At a restaurant or a drugstore.
That's right.
Why, what do you call the nuts that ripen underground around here?
Tenders. It's called tenders or peanuts.
And you ever call goobers?
Listen now, there don't many people know what a goober is.
A peanut.
Yeah, that all I'm thinking.
You ever have choofers in the old days?
Yes, sir. Now, that's not a choofer. They goober. See? Is a round thing.
I'm talking about a tuba.
It grows in the ground just like a pendulum. But it's loose kind of rough. Well, when it comes up, gets petered, you know it. You go pull that goofer up and it's full of little round black thing, not exactly black.